Pope Benedict XVI condemned anti-Christian violence, persecution and discrimination, along with all religious intolerance in a New Year's appeal that came just hours after a bomb exploded outside a Coptic church in Alexandria, Egypt, as worshippers left Mass, killing more than 20 people. In addition to appeals to political leaders to take concrete steps to end religious discrimination, the Holy Father issued an invitation to leaders of the world's religions to meet with him in Assisi this coming October to mark the 25th anniversary of the first World Day of Prayer for Peace. Chris Altieri reports.
In his homily during Mass to mark the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, and again in remarks at the Angelus Prayer, Pope Benedict XVI on Saturday condemned all manner of religious intolerance, and especially anti-Christian prejudice, while pointing to authentic religious freedom as the essential core of ordered liberty and the rule of law.
Ha avuto modo di sottolineare come le grandi religioni possano costituire un importante fattore di unità e di pace per la famiglia umana.
It was during his Angelus that the Holy Father announced plans for this October to host a gathering of religious leaders in Assisi to mark the 25th anniversary of the first such gathering in the city of St. Francis, and for the leaders to rededicate themselves to the cause of peace, a cause to which he asked all Christians to dedicate themselves with an increase of prayerful devotion.
On this day too, we pray especially for peace throughout the world, and I invite all of you to join in heartfelt prayer to Christ, the Prince of Peace, for an end to violence and conflict wherever they are found.
In his homily at St. Peter's Basilica, the Holy Father exhorted the faithful to remain strong in the face of discrimination and intolerance, calling on world leaders to make a concrete and constant commitment to help guarantee authentic religious freedom, and stressing once again, as he had in his Peace Day message, that religious freedom is the essential element of the rule of law. You cannot deny it, he said, without at the same time undermining all rights and fundamental freedoms. I'm Chris Altieri.